It is 5 o'clock. Good morning. WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 39 degrees at 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What now? Now that an enemy drone has killed three American service members in Jordan and wounded many more. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
This was a very serious attack. It had lethal consequences. We will respond and we'll respond appropriately. I'm not going to telegraph what that's going to look like.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Three Army reservists from different corners of Georgia all died in a weekend drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan that also wounded more than 40 others. Oneida Oliver Sanders, the mother of Specialist Kennedy Sanders, says her daughter had an enthusiasm for life.
Kennedy was very outgoing. She was very athletic, very competitive. She was a very silly girl. She likes to laugh and play. She was known for her smile and laughing all the time. And she was just an all-around good girl, full of life.
She called her family frequently and talked about getting a motorcycle or buying a home. Her family spoke with her Saturday. Now, plans for her homecoming have been dashed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A House committee votes today on two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans accuse him of refusing to enforce immigration laws. Armed Israeli forces stormed a hospital this morning in the West Bank. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The undercover forces dressed up as women and medical workers to storm a hospital in the occupied West Bank, killing three Palestinian militants. The Israeli military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout and that one was planning an attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Five men are under arrest in California, suspected in the killings of six men in what appears to be a dispute over marijuana, say authorities. The bodies discovered in the Mojave Desert near El Mirage. This is AP News. If you've got a Toyota, you may want to listen to this. It's about Takata airbag inflators and a risk.
Toyota's urging owners of old Corolla, Matrix, and RAV4 models to park them until their airbags are replaced. Toyota says Takata airbag inflators on the older models are at risk of exploding and hurling shrapnel. GM is sending the same warning for 11,000 of its 2003 and 2004 Pontiac Vibes. The urgent warning covers certain Corolla compacts and Matrix hatchbacks from the 2003 and 2004 model years, as well as the RAV4 small SUV from 2004 and 2005. Most of the vehicles are in the U.S. Both companies said owners should contact a local dealer instead of driving the cars in for repairs. Dealers will provide options such as mobile repair, towing the car to a dealer, or vehicle pickup and delivery. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 40 degrees. Lots of clouds, patchy drizzle possible this morning. Northwest winds around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 27. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 47. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low of 30. Thursday, partly cloudy, still quite mild, a high of 45 and 42 Friday. Cloudy at times and 43 on Saturday. In Richland Center, it is a nice morning for late January. Southwest winds at 4. After an earlier reading the day of 35, our temperature has risen to the current mark. It is 40 degrees now. Today is Tuesday, January 30th. It is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Yeah.
the world a smile each day.
I smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way.
On life's true way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers into the master's fold to stay.
Forever to stay.
Help to cheer the lonely and sad. Help to make some pilgrim
glad.
Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile. Are you giving to the world a smile?
Sunny smile.
Helping lessen someone's dreary mind.
Dreary mind.
Do you greet the world with song as through life you pass along? Cheering those who you may meet along life's way. Smile each day.
I smile every day.
Helping someone
on life's way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers into the master's fold.
Forever to stay.
Help to cheer the
lonely and sad.
Help to make some pilgrim and glad.
Somebody glad.
Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
Bright sunny
smile. Oh, yeah. Hold it, the goodie.
The Cathedrals give the world a smile. As we start today in a positive way, hello. Before that, Pat Boone and a national anthem. And our broadcast day is officially underway. Yours truly, Phil Nee, arriving from Sextonville International, unscathed. The vibe got by all the little animals, and here we are, together again. Should be some pretty nice weather as we close out January in the next couple of days and bring on February and the groundhog later this week. My goodness. And so we have lots to tell you about. Some scores from last night. The Bucks with a late night loss in Denver. Doc Rivers' debut. We'll check sports in about 10 minutes. Time to haul it on down the highway. This is Razzie Bailey.
This 18-wheel is rolling heavy through the desert night. I've been driving all day, but I won't shut it down tonight. I just pulled out of Santa Fe. I'm gonna make it home by the break of day, cause the midnight hauler is cannonball and a got my load strapped down and my Peterbilt's wound up tight. I got my saddle full of diesel and my belly full of coffee and white. Thought I was talking on the radio, keeping track of old Smokey Joe. Cause the midnight holler is cannonball in a home. I got a little woman waiting back in OKC. I'm streaking across the desert like a lightning flash. I'm coming home, baby, gotta get there fast. We'll be right back.
turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. And anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within. For the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. To say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love for that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Anne Murray, a little snowbird, fly away. There you go. I just wonder if all of our winter was within 4 days. That's, you know, what we've had. We had like 23 inches of snow in like 4 days, and maybe more than 4 days because we had that really extreme cold. So we'll say our winter lasted a week total, and now it's spring, right? Now, it's too early to say that, but it is weird to see, well, I have green grass in my yard in Sextonville. Now, I haven't been motivated to go out and mow it, but there are some patches of green grass you can see. Vernon County Over 50 will host Organic Valley's History and It's Not All About Dairy by Jim Wedderburg coming up tomorrow. And that starts at 2:15. Learn about one of the largest employers in Westby. The program will be held at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua and Zoom to Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries. Call Over 50 Lunch and Learn at 262-384-0082 if you would like more information. 39 Ashland Center, we've been as warm as 40 early on this morning. Hitting our daytime high already for the day, it looks like. Here's Earl Thomas Conley.
You were just another pretty face in the crowd. I was just hanging out. Took me by surprise. You weren't supposed to say that you loved me. You were just gonna stay for the night. I've never held a hand that could touch me and leave me with stars in my eyes. Thank you.
18 minutes after 5 o'clock. Good morning. Get together the old Light in the Milk House show for the working folks, those that are R&Ring, those that used to work. If you're out there milking the cows or whatever the case might be. This is usually about the time I was rising and shining. Not too much. The only time I really was shining at home is when Mother would turn the light on and say, "Get up!" Oh, the light's on. Oh, man. That was a stark reality. Oof.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001. Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Some scores from last night. This update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A very good boys basketball game between a couple of ranked schools, Ithaca and Royal. Royal got the win 58-51, coming from behind last night in Ithaca. Other boys basketball, Lodi 82, Richland Center 38, and Cashton over New Lisbon 80-23. Girls basketball, Belmont 48, Waseca Steuben 40. Cuba City won in overtime over Mineral Point 69-61. Fenimore 56, Benton 31. Key, Iowa with a 56-32 win over North Crawford. It was also a win last night for La Crescent over Westby 57-18. Lancaster 56-23 in girls basketball over Southwestern. Platteville 74, Potosi 44, and Wisconsin Dells beat Poinette 50-49. Wisconsin Heights over Partyville 46-37. It was a win last night for the Denver Nuggets, spoiling Doc Rivers' head coaching debut, 113-107 over the Bucks last night. The game was a chance for Rivers to size up his built-to-win now squad. Rivers was lured out of retirement, or at least as an analyst from ESPN, taking over for coach Adrian Griffin for the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points, 12 rebounds, as the Bucks began a very, very tough five-game Western road trip. New York was a winner over Charlotte, 113-92. Cleveland, 118. The Clippers, 108. Boston, 118. New Orleans, 112. Brooklyn, 147. Utah, 114. Phoenix, 118. Miami, 105. Sacramento, 103. Memphis, 94. Minnesota, 107. Oklahoma City, 101. Washington, 118. San Antonio, 113. Houston beat the Lakers, 135-119. Dallas, 131. Orlando, 129. Portland, 130. Philadelphia, 104. From the NHL, Ottawa won in overtime over Nashville, 4-3. And Duke was a winner in college men's basketball over Virginia Tech, 77-67. And Houston over Texas, 76-72. Marquette returns to action tonight. They'll be at Villanova among the college basketball games. That's an update on sports.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
522, 38 now in Richland Center. And guess what time it is, kids? It's aerobic polka time. Here we go.
Thank you.
you go, Don Peachy and the Good Morning Polka right there. We're about 5 minutes away from Farm News and Markets from the Brownfield Radio Network. It's an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. Lots of clouds today. Patchy drizzle possible this morning and a high of 40. Northwest winds around 10. Partly cloudy and frosty tonight and 27 and 47 and warmer on Wednesday. Right now in Richland Center, southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour, and we've been as warm as 40, as low as 35. Right now it is 38 degrees.
The bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. When I awoke this morning, the rain was a-pouring down. I was gonna wed a little river girl just over the bridge across town. Now I'm a-running up and down the river, and my nerves are driving me wild. 'Cause the bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. Rain, oh rain, stop a-falling. Dark clouds hurry from the sky. The preacher and my bride's a-waiting, and my wedding bells are starting to chime. I can't kiss and hold her, and it's driving me out of my mind. 'Cause the bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. Now I got 1 foot in the water, but 1 foot solid on the ground. Not a boat around me, they've all gone out with the tide. And the bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. Rain, oh rain, stop falling. Dark clouds hurry from the sky. The preacher and the bride's a-waiting, and my wedding bells are starting to chime. I can't kiss and hold her, it's driving me out of my mind. 'Cause the bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. Yeah, the bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side.
Warner Mac, looks like it dried up.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind.
Tumbleweed.
is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling, tumbleweed.
Sons of the Pioneers always welcome guests on WRCO-FM Richland Center, the Light in the Milk House show. It's 38 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
There are many things influencing the corn market. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing tells Brownfield, corn has been under a lot of pressure since harvest with depressed prices and a lot of bushels to work through.
A lot of guys didn't have room for it. So again, that's those bushels we're trying to find some homes for right now. And that's what's weighing on the marketplace.
Heinberg says he's watching the demand side of the market equation.
It's improving for corn. It's getting better than it was obviously last year, but still got some work to do. And while we're still dealing with that, you know, this market's got to find a home for these bushels. And that's only one of the best ways to do it is by bringing prices down to make us more competitive on a global scale.
Heinberg says it's too early to know if USDA's bushel per acre average is real, and he says producers may have held over more corn last year because of lower stocks, but...
Now the stocks picture's kind of got to get sorted out in terms of what is really out there.
Heinberg says there are also questions about South American production as we approach spring and how that will influence prices. Geopolitics continues to influence grain markets. Glenn Walkler with Compeer Financial's grain team says ongoing conflicts in the Black Sea region and Middle East can spark price volatility in any moment.
The world geopolitical situation is really like a pot that's simmering, and we hope that we can just kind of keep that boiling and just at a minimum without it boiling over.
Walkler says that's just another reason to be more current on marketing plans and to use risk management tools as a fail-safe. A livestock economist says he expects an already small cattle herd to get smaller. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more.
University of Missouri livestock economist Scott Brown says just how small remains to be seen.
My crystal ball says 3% lower. We'll see whether I'm right.
He tells Brownfield widespread herd expansion remains a challenge for many producers right now.
Really an annual slaughter of beef cows that's 7% or less of beginning cow inventory to actually talk about holding cows back. And we're a far cry from that. As I think about 2023, I think we were closer to 9% in terms of how many we slaughtered out of beginning inventory.
The USDA's biannual cattle inventory report contains the inventory of all cattle and calves in the U.S., the number of operations, and size group estimates by class and state. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says pork exports are in a strong position to start the year. Dan Hallstrom tells Brownfield purchasing power picked up steam in 2023 despite some economic challenges.
We're looking at somewhere in an 8 to 10% growth range year on year. And the value side more than likely will be a new record in the neighborhood of $8.1 to $8.2 billion in sales.
He says market diversification has been the biggest factor. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
A sluggish day for cash cattle country. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was a quiet day Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists this week are mixed, somewhat higher in Nebraska, Colorado, somewhat lower in Texas, and lower in Kansas. Bids and asking prices did not surface, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and heifers were $5 to $10 higher, except steers over 800 pounds, which were $1 to $2 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $10 to $20 higher. USDA says demand was extremely good for all classes. Quality was average to attractive, and receipts were up on the week and also the year. Feeder supply included 50% steers, and 56% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef was lower at midday. Choice was down $1.11 at $2.99.42. Select was 31 cents lower at $2.88.82. And the Choice Select spread was 10.60. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head. Cash hog prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality, with very, very light closing negotiated purchases. Processors had to get more aggressive in their procurement efforts last week and bid up to move needed numbers. It remains to be seen if that momentum will carry over into this week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that helps provide some price support. But there are demand concerns that linger. In addition, heavy supplies of market-ready hogs and heavier weights give processors more leverage. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were sharply higher, up $9 at $48. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were mostly steady, with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $23 to $35. Barrels and gilts were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $24 to $34. Boars range from $10 to $20 and $5 to $10. Pork values close steady to lower, down 44 cents at $89.07. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were lower on profit-taking ahead of this week's direct business. Lean hog futures were mixed, mostly higher, with nearby contracts supported by near-term demand cash and wholesale demand expectations. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timbers mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $9 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn are down with pressure from the higher dollar and lower crude oil. March beans were 15 lower at 11.94 and a quarter. May was down 11 and a quarter at 12.05. March corn was 6 lower at 440 and a quarter. May was down 5 and a quarter at 450 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were lower, getting ready for widespread direct business and Wednesday's inventory numbers. February live was down $1.07 at $177.37. April was 45 lower at $181.22. March feeders were down $1.07 at $238.62. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade, with February up 35 at $75.27 and April lean 17 higher at $83.42. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
So, you want to get into the food business? Then stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The thing about producing and selling food or beverage products is it can be done on many scales. But where does one start? Allison Hahn is Executive Director of Naturally Minnesota, which is part of a nationwide group called the Naturally Network. She says entrepreneurs start by understanding where they should be playing.
Some people love the farmers market. They want to go have a good time and share their family recipe with the world, and that's perfect for them. Others want to have what we'd maybe call a lifestyle business where they can make a living on it, support their families, and they're happy to do it at that size and scale. And then others have big dreams of, I want to create the next big product and then have it be bought by General Mills and have a big exit like Boom Chicka Pops or the Dots Pretzels of the world.
Hahn says taking a product from hometown favorite to national brand is both difficult and expensive. She says early expansion is often funded with investments from family and friends.
Early stage funding, you know, Groove Capital is a great example of early stage investment, but there's just not enough of it around, both locally and nationally.
Hahn says almost everyone who's tried to grow an unknown product into a brand has faced the same problems and obstacles. That, she says, is why the Naturally Network exists, to guide folks along the way. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call today.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
A health and wellness leader with Dairy Management Inc. says gut health research could open a $150 billion market for new dairy products. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Chris Urban tells Brownfield dairy foods support a healthy gut microbiome, which can lead to widespread benefits.
Keeping that healthy affects other systems in your body, like your brain and your physical performance. So making sure that you keep a strong gut health is important in overall physical and mental cognition.
Urban says he expects more food innovation to follow current studies that link milk components to specific health outcomes.
We're doing a lot of work to understand what those nutrients are, how we harness them in a more effective way to deliver products in the health and wellness space that are new and different to where we've been in the past.
He says research on the tryptophan in milk is an example of how future dairy products could provide sleep benefits. Brownfield interviewed Urban during the recent Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Milk futures were higher in the near months, and the cash dairy markets were all higher Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February Class 3 milk up 40 cents at $16.46, March up 53 to $17.06, April up 53 cents at $17.09, May up 37 to $17.62. June through December contracts range from 7 cents lower in November to 14 cents higher in June. Friday's trade volume was estimated at just under 2,500 contracts. Dry whey went up 0.75 cents to 45 cents, one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks up 7.25 to 161, five sales there. Cheese barrels up 8 cents at 155 with six sales. Butter up 4.25 cents to 280.25, two sales. And non-fat dry milk up 0.5 cent to 122.5 with five sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
It is a mild forecast for the last couple of days of January. Today, lots of clouds in the WRC listening area. Maybe some patchy drizzle early on, a high of 40. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 27. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 47. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 30. Thursday, 45, partly cloudy and still quite mild. And Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and a high of 42. In Richland Center, our daytime high with right around 40 degrees so far. We've been as low as 35. Right now it is 38 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today. Thank you for joining us for the Light in the Milk House show. It's 15 minutes before 6.
I still can't believe it when I wake up and you're not there. I get dressed, but I just sit there and stare. And then I start thinking about the things I've done wrong, and some things I didn't do that I sure wish I had. You know I'd give anything to have things like they used to be. So darling, search your heart again. I know there must be some love left for me. Come on back to me, and let's try again. 'Cause I'll be forever loving you.
Skeeter Davis on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show. Tony's weather is coming up. He'll update us on what it looks like is going to be a really mild January ending, February beginning. And let's see, partly to mostly cloudy Friday. I don't know about that groundhog and about the whole shadow deal. Nonetheless, we're still going to have more winter. You know, that would be wishful thinking, but we'll see what the old rodent says coming up on Friday.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. 'Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming unglued from your funny little moods. Now honey, baby, that ain't right. 'Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. Packing up my clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a-putting me on. When I start a-walking, gonna hear you start a-squawking, and a-begging me to come back home. 'Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I don't love you. Did you really believe? On the floor, by the door, I'll be down on my knees. And the only way out is to walk over me. You don't hear, you don't feel.
but I know you can see. Just to prove that I love you, I'll crawl at your feet. Just look down at the ground where your footprints will be. For the only way out is to walk over me. You have put me as low as a man ought to go, but I'll lay down beside what is left of my pride. If you go, you will know, 'cause you can't help but see that the only way out is to walk over me. Yes, the
Charlie Louvin on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. A look at weather is next. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a weak front passed through the area overnight, just causing some sporadic sprinkles and just a chance of a little drizzle here or there early this morning. Otherwise, a very quiet forecast shaping up really for the next 6 or 7 days, with most of the major weather systems veering around the Midwest. High pressure in the upper atmosphere as well will keep things nice and quiet, and it will bring plenty of warm air to the region. Temperatures will be hovering a good 10 to 20 degrees above normal in general through the middle of next week. It's possible a few record temperatures could be established across the region as well. Right now, the warmest day looks to be tomorrow, but even into next week, some temperatures still well into the 40s are likely. If you're hoping for some sunshine, tomorrow looks like a pretty good bet for that, along with Thursday. It could be a touch cloudy or Friday through the weekend as a storm system spins off to the southwest of Wisconsin. And then by the middle of next week, we should see more sunshine once again. Here's a forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, patchy drizzle possible in the morning. High temperature close to 40. Northwest wind up to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, getting just a touch frosty, low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and pretty warm for this time of the year as we finish up January, high at 47 degrees, southwest to west wind near 10. Thursday, partly cloudy, low 30, high in the mid-40s. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 28, high near 42. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, low at 31 with a high of 43. Sunday, variably cloudy, low 31 with a high of 44. Monday, little change. We'll see some cloud cover and warmer than normal, low at 30 with a high of 43. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want Clouds this morning and 38 degrees. 41 was yesterday's high. The record high for January 30th, 51 in 1988. Record low, 46 below zero, 1951. Last year's high, 10. The low, negative 5. Sunset will happen at 11 minutes after 5 for this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning will be at around 7:20. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit. We have a west wind at 5 miles per hour, barometer at 2987, no precipitation today, and with cloudy skies.